I went to bed at 8 o'clock, especially now, when the sun is still shining, I'm sure I could go to sleep. What time of day do you usually go?
Usually go to 10.
Or say somebody who has trouble hearing things, you say he's just about stoned.
Yeah.
Or when you get out in the sun on a day like this and you begin to work, it's not long before you begin to
perspire or sweat.
I'll tell you what one lady told me when I asked her that question. She said that her grandmother said that horses sweat, men perspired, and ladies glistened.
Well, I said that.
Being very genteel about it, you know. Ladies did not sweat, they glistened.
Well, I
said I had never heard that. Well, what do you call these places? Sometimes you see they come up on people's skin. They've got a kind of a white spot right in the middle. And
pimple.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Well, sometimes called a rise.
Is that the same thing as what some people call a boil?
Boil, yes, some call it a boil.
I see. And what about that white stuff that you have to mash out sometimes? That's the...
I hadn't thought of that in a long time. It's the corruption sometimes they call it. There's another name though.
Pus?
Pus, that's it.
Well, what would you say your hand did if, say, a bee stung it, you know, and it got bigger, you'd say it was
swollen.
Do you have to be allergic to bee sting?
No, I'm not.
That bothers you?
Mm-hmm. I quit the fooling with them. No, I don't know if they do sting. I never even bothered.
What about, you know, that liquid that you see inside of blisters? What do people call that?
Well, most of them say it's water blister.
Water blister. Let's see. Or say if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed in the leg, you'd say you'd need to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wound.
And if the wound didn't heal cleanly, it might have this kind of white, flaky kind of flesh form around it.
Yeah.
What kind of flesh is that called?
Proud.
Proud flesh. That's just something that forms around a wound that doesn't heal well.
That's right. I never have figured out where they call it, why they call
it proud flesh. Well, that's another one I'll have to add to my list. Look,
I thought of that one a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
Well, say if I got a cut on my finger, maybe some of this brown liquid that you might keep in your medicine chest, you could put on it.
Yeah,
did you ever hear of people having to take this white, bitter tasting powder for malaria?
Yes, sir. Take menudoption. Quinine.
How did you take it? Was it
different ways. They put it in capsules and then they made a tonic. And I've taken it just straight. I just reach in the spoon and get the proper amount. Take it, it didn't bother me. And then some of them mix it with molasses.
I see.
That's always worse than taking it straight to me.
It would make you never want to taste molasses again, I guess.
But you get malaria, it's something. I don't know why my mother and I were susceptible to malaria. It didn't seem to affect it.